This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You know how I know it's going to be a good day? When Jonathan Lowe is in the building. Nothing against anybody else in this building. But when Jonathan Lowe is in the house, I feel an extra layer of protection, extra layer of love. Because this man, when I started here, trained me. I didn't know what buttons to press, which microphones to turn on. And he gave me a whole... What was that? Was it a binder? It was a book that you single-handedly wrote and put together for new employees?
I did a file that I wrote up for just different stuff on the shift that you were going to be working. I did not produce any books. I'm not published anywhere. No. I'm just a lowly producer just doing what he does. That's
no,
all.
No, no. Because, see, you could have just let me come in here and say, make it. I hope everything works out for you. God bless you. Not only did you show me what to do, but you gave me a book, and then I went home and I had something to read, and I brought it with me every day for months because I went to public school, so it took me a while to figure stuff out. And I was able to refer to that and the notes you gave me, and you answered questions. If I had questions in the middle of the night, because my shift was 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. So sometimes the calls came in at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you answered those.
Some of them. Some of them.
But you had spoiled me enough that I assumed that you would answer them because you answered the first 5011 call. So when 5011 and 12 came out, you know, when you didn't answer, I was like, well, he must be dead because he's answered all the other calls. I'm going to do a wellness check because this he's not answering. That don't make no sense. So I am forever grateful for you and the love that you showed me and my family. All the times when I had issues with the kids or Sean had to be somewhere and was out of town, you know, we don't have any emergency contacts. You stayed late. You came early. And so, you know, forgive me for just going on and on. But when somebody loves you and blesses you, sometimes you have to stop and take a moment to say, thank you. Thank you, Jonathan.
You are quite welcome.
Okay. So this is going to be like the best 3 hours of my week. I'm going to just tell y'all that right now because he's standing right here. I'm standing right here. And, you know, I didn't have any guests coming in the studio. And so the family was like, Mom, are you going to be home and do your show? I'm like, But no guests are coming in. But Jonathan is going to be there. So if Jonathan is going to be there, Mommy's going to be there. So here we go. It's the Shaletta Show. Jonathan's here. Al Shock is bringing us the latest on news and information. It is 12:10, and it is time to get to some really important topics. Right. And I'm so glad that our first guest is here with me. He crisscrosses the country going from L.A. with Kiki Palmer and Jimmy Fallon all the way to New Mexico, to New York. He's everywhere all over the country talking about issues related to diversity, equity and inclusion. His latest book, Diversity Made Simple, is a bestseller. It just recently won a national award for the way, the unique way that it provides information about diversity in clinical practice. And it can be used in any setting. You don't have to be a professional. And so when I saw the story in the Washington Post about how white employees are suing the nation's leading newspaper chain for trying to diversify its staff, I knew I had to call him on the show to find out what was going on. So Lambert Fisher is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Lambert, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
My pleasure, Shaletta. Good to be here.
Now, you've got to give us the background on this proposed class action lawsuit that alleges that Gannett fired white employees, denied them opportunities for advancement, and replaced them with less qualified minority candidates as the company sought to diversify its workforce. Now, this case is among the first to test the legality of corporate diversity practices in the wake of a June Supreme Court ruling that struck down affirmative action in college admissions.
Indeed, Shaletta. And it's one of those things where there's the next few that come out are going to set a precedent for what happens moving forward. On one hand, there is precedent based on the ruling that using race-based decision-making practices based on just your ethnic background, just your skin tone, just your cultural group as a whole, it can't be the only criteria that is used to make these kinds of decisions. However, how it's being applied, how it's being implemented in these lawsuits, excused from the perspective. The goal was never to say, hey, based on your skin tone alone, you should get new opportunities. That was never the goal. That's a whole different reparations, different conversation. As opposed to in this scenario, when you have someone who's saying, hey, we were fired, we were let go because they were trying to bring in more diversification. The question is it really about the qualifications on the resume? Or is it about something else? Because a lot of times it's, well, we have a lot of people offering the same value, offering the same perspective. We need to bring in people who have a different set of life experiences, different set of professional experiences, different perspectives that can meet a different variety of needs. Can you do that? Or do we need to bring in other people who can help us meet greater needs and keep this, in this case, the newspaper organization, the news feeds, but also other corporations around the country who can bring in new perspectives, who can take us to a new level? That's a completely different conversation.
Now, what do you say, Lambert? We're talking to Lambert Fisher, diversity and inclusion expert, the host of the Diversity Dude podcast. You can find that on Apple, Stitcher, Google, Spotify, as well as the author of the award-winning and best-selling book, Diversity in Clinical Practice. What do you say to folks who say, you know what, corporate efforts to increase diversity has disadvantaged white employees?
And then I'd say it would be hard to highlight the stats that show so. The statistics show that when corporations, when organizations are more diverse, they are more productive, they're more effective, they bring in more revenue. Why? Because they're meeting more needs. They're meeting those needs more effectively and bringing in more customers and having a variety of impact. So the stats actually don't show it. As far as the actual employees themselves, it's one thing to say, well, if you feel personally slighted, the question is, how would you show your value in comparison to someone else? Because it's not just about the resume, because a lot of times you have had opportunities that somebody else hasn't had, maybe a degree opportunity, maybe a job or internship opportunity when someone else couldn't. But if they have different experiences that you don't have, if they have different perspectives, they have different ideas, different projects, different plans, different recommendations that can meet a need in the organization that you can't meet, and it's not about disadvantaging because of skin tone. It's about how can you make sure you are increasing your value just as much as they are trying to do the same.
Okay, so this is the thing. I want to call them attacks on diversity efforts. But the data shows and statistics have proven, and it's there, it's been researched, that companies that prioritize diversity, equity, and inclusion are better managed and more profitable than those who don't. So why the fear? Why the lawsuit? Why are people so upset? Why are we still having this debate all these years later?
At the end of the day, sometimes it just comes down to it being not the norm, it being not what we're used to. I put it in a more simpler terms. If you're used to being in the lead and there are efforts to equal the playing field, not to take what you have away, but to help others have the same thing that you have, then the fear of not being in the lead and the privileges that come from being in the lead, it's going to be fearful. It's going to be afraid. Well, if other people have similar opportunities, then I won't have the advantage that I'm used to. I don't want to push you down, but I don't want to be further back either. So how do I wrestle with that? And that's something that we have to deal with on a one-on-one basis, on an individual basis. You have to get used to there being other qualifications that matter other than the ones you have, the other perspectives that matter other than the ones you have. I don't judge people for being afraid, but when you use your fear to keep someone else down so that you can feel comfortable staying ahead, then you lose your credibility. Then it's not really a judgment as much as okay, your lawsuit has no merit because it's only based on you being afraid that somebody else is going to have the chance to have what you have.
Okay, we're going to talk more about chance. I'm going to ask you to stick around after the commercial break, because for me, it's all about chance and opportunity and access. We're talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace, and this lawsuit that may be a class action lawsuit with inclusion expert Lambert Fisher after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It is 12:21 and it is getting hot with these diversity, equity, and inclusion issues. A lawsuit has been filed against a large newspaper organization, a broadcasting network, because, white employees are saying, you know what, they're pushing us out for less qualified black employees. And so I'm chatting about this with diversity, equity, and inclusion expert Lambert Fisher, host of the Diversity Dude podcast and author of the best-selling award-winning book, Diversity in Clinical Practice. And Lambert, you are a licensed marriage, family, and therapist, counselor, in addition to being a diversity expert. And I have to tell you, for me, this is all a mind game. This is all mental. Talk to me about that.
Well, one of the things that I get the pleasure of doing as a therapist and as a speaker on diversity is combining that to not just talk about policy and procedure, but to talk about relationships one person at a time, because that's really what it boils down to. At the end of the day, it's one person feeling understood or not understood, feeling included or not feeling included. It's not about charity. It's not about the dollar signs. And when you get to that one person at a time level, it's not one person wanting the person across from them, across the desk from them, or outside the building to feel left out. It's not me against you. It's everybody's personal need to protect themselves from anything perceived as a threat. And if I feel I have the right to have something and then you get it, then I have to internally wrestle with whose fault is that? Is that something I could have done? Is that something I could have done differently? Or you have what I have, I have to come after you. And then it all goes downhill. Then we put the political power or the legal power and systems behind it. And then there's a chance of saying, well, I know I have the power, the privilege, the money, the opportunity to scare you with a lawsuit, to make you cower because I have more opportunity than you do, and then they'll get back to where I'm comfortable, where I'm familiar. Sorry if that has to deal, if that makes you lose out, but I'm not really sorry. That's your problem, not mine, and it goes downhill from there.
But change doesn't happen without people being uncomfortable. You know, change doesn't happen without shaking up systems. And, you know, things have to change. Nobody wants to go back to the way that it used to be. Not women, not people of color. And so when you look at the stats, women and people of color hold less than 14% of C-suite roles across Fortune 500 companies. And that is data that was collected from an executive search firm. And so, you know, if you look around in a room and everybody looks like you, that's a problem.
It's a problem in the grand scheme of things because of the limitations that it provides. But you have to help someone see that it's a problem. If everything looks familiar, then it's going to sound comfortable and it's going to be harder for someone to change. To say objectively change is good, it's like, yes, unless it's you who has to change. Change for what you're familiar. You change the grocery store aisle and people get uncomfortable just because change is uncomfortable. But when you help people learn that change, although uncomfortable, benefits you. That change, although uncomfortable, helps you move to another level. Then that information, that new perspective changes things. What we have had a difficult time doing is just saying you should want to change. You shouldn't be uncomfortable with change. And that's never an argument that's going to win, as opposed to increasing awareness of the benefit of these stats of saying, hey, not just, hey, there's a small percentage. Somebody will say, sorry, not my problem. But that small percentage disadvantages you because you're missing out on the opportunities that come from bringing in new perspectives. Oh, how am I missing out from my comfortability? How am I missing out by staying in my comfort zone? Maybe it's worth branching out from my comfort zone because you've helped me see how it benefits me as well. And then I can appreciate that it benefits you. That's how relationships form.
So how do you make people care when it doesn't benefit them? That's a problem. I've been in those rooms where I'm the only one who looks like me. And a lot of people who are listening to this show have been in rooms where everybody looks the same and they want to speak up. They want to speak out. They want to talk about it. How do we begin those difficult conversations?
Part of it is more about a balance. It's not about it doesn't disadvantage me at all as much as recognizing that change and variety benefits us all. So it is finding that common link to say that change does benefit you in some way. But also, it's one thing to say it's a charity case. It's a handout to someone else. It's another thing to say something that you're doing is disadvantaging someone else. It is actively holding someone else back. You may not intend to do it. That may not have been your goal, but it is having that impact nonetheless. Now, before you could argue ignorance. You didn't know that your actions, your practices, the ways of doing things were disadvantaging some. Now you know. Now you are no longer ignorant. If you move forward with the same practice, then you are actively holding someone back. And usually people don't want to actually do so knowledgeably. So, well, I don't want to do that. Well, what is the least reasonable thing that I can do, the least change I can make? And once you get to that point of seeing that it benefits them, you start a snowball and they realize, hey, this benefits us all. My slight discomfort benefited you, but it also benefited me. How can I get some more of that benefit? And we all benefit together. But you have to find that first hurdle to get over. before the snowball comes.
Okay, my phone is blowing up. I'm going to just tell you. I'm sorry. I'm listening to you, but I'm looking, and I had to literally scroll up twice because people are texting and DMing and emailing me, like, who is this guy? Where is he from? We need him at our company for a lunch and learn to talk to us. We've got a workshop coming up. I think we could benefit from his efforts. I'm seeing these messages. They're literally coming in while I'm talking to you. Do you provide those type of services? Do you go into companies and organizations to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion to executives as well as employees?
I do, and it's a great opportunity because even though I don't necessarily have to be an expert in those particular organizations and what they do, I can be an expert as far as the people to help building not only morale, but getting people on board. A lot of times people have that mandated diversity training that they have to go to, and they feel like they're sweating blood trying to go to it. They dread the anger and the fear that's going to come from it or what they're going to be forced to do next. But I try to come in and bring a relationship aspect to it to help people see how it benefits them. And sometimes even the HR director or the DEI task force specialist has me come in to help them get over that hurdle so I can get people on board and say, oh, how can we do this in a way that we all want to get on board, where it's not pulling teeth? And so whether it be a university, whether it be a school, as far as high school principals have me come in, or the corporate leaders and say, how can you get it such that I can get the managers and the supervisors and the directors to get more collaboration? And I love to come in and do those things. Sometimes it's a one-hour thing. Sometimes it's an all-day thing, depending on what they have, annual staff meeting, things like that, to do that very thing. And I'm easily findable. If anybody's interested, they can reach out to me directly at www.lambersfisher.com, or even more simply, diversitymadesimple.com. I'm happy to collaborate with whoever is interested in making that change on a relationship level to impact the whole company.
Okay, you're going to have to spell Lambers Fisher because I want to make sure everybody knows how to spell Lambers Fisher, because there's a couple of ways of spelling Fisher, and I want to make sure they find you.
That very common name, Lambers, is easy as well. So it's LAMBERSFISHER.com.
All right. And that way they can stop texting me and stop DMing me, and they can start DMing you. Now, give us the name of this book, because those are a couple of the notes that I got. Somebody said that they want to get it for their executive team. Somebody said that they want to pass it out to the folks in their C-suite. Give me the information about this book, because you won some kind of national award, right?
Exactly. It was a national award for independent book publishers. And the title of the book is Diversity in Clinical Practice. It's a weird title just because I'm a therapist. And so my primary goal is to help my fellow mental health professionals. But I wrote it in such a general, non-psychological jargon way that anybody from politicians to law enforcement to corporate leaders to faith-based leaders, anybody can benefit, because the goal is to help get over that hump and to help gain a great appreciation for cultural competence in everyone, not just race and ethnicity, but age and gender and sexual orientation. How can you get over that hump and say, how can I increase my cultural competence in a way that doesn't make blood ooze from my ears, and help me to increase my reduce likelihood of cultural offenses and sticking my foot in my mouth? Some people said I should title it How Not to Get Canceled. I said, whatever you got to do, share it with someone who can benefit from it and change the whole organization.
Well, Lambers, I thank you so much for being on the show, for taking the time to chat with us. LambersFisher.com is where you can find him. He's been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Coming up, a big corporation in Minnesota is showing us how they have a big heart to help those in need. That story next. One of the most beautiful things that I experienced last year, I went out to the Vikings corporate office, as hundreds of families and community organizations lined up in their cars on a really cold day. And I was with my friend Mike Max. And they got Thanksgiving baskets. And I'm not just talking about turkeys. There was cranberry dressing, mashed potatoes, veggies, stuffing, and a dessert. And the meals were distributed through a drive-thru model at the Twin Cities Orthopedics Center guest parking lot. And I was just amazed because the Caribou coffee food truck was there, and the volunteers were there, and everybody was so happy. And everybody was so grateful. And it was freezing outside, and nobody complained. The Vikings cheerleaders were there. The mascot was there. Justin Jefferson was there. It was beautiful. And you know me, I'm nosy. So I'm like, who is in charge of this? Who's putting this on? What's all this about? And so Mike Max pointed me in the direction of Brett Adelson. And I was like, I know Brett. What are you talking about? I know him. You don't have to tell. What is he doing here? He's like, no, this is United Healthcare. They do this for the Vikings, with the Vikings and for the community. And so I said, you know, I got to get Brett on the show. Is this something they do every year? Is this something that they're doing this year? Because if so, I need to say thank you on behalf of the community. Anytime somebody blesses my people, I just have to take a moment and stop and say how much I appreciate you. And so Brett is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Brett, you are just amazing. Thank you so much for doing this. This is what, like the sixth year?
It is. Well, Shalala, first, thank you for an opportunity. I always enjoy any time that I get to talk with you. And you're right. I think it's the fifth or the sixth year. And I was, as you were talking through last year, I was thinking back to that, and you were there, and you were helping out as well. Like, you are as much a part of this as anybody. So thank you for being a part of it and also making this happen.
Well, you know, this is the thing that bless me so much is that, you know, we've got a lot of corporations in town, a lot of big time companies, Fortune 500 companies. And, you know, the one thing that I love about United Healthcare is that you all are intentional about making sure the people who live in Minnesota feel your footprint. And that is the case with this event.
Agreed. Well, and it goes back to something you're talking about. Everyone should have a Thanksgiving meal. Everyone. And one small way that we can help out is this program. So this year we're going to distribute, and as you talk, not just a turkey, it's a whole meal to about 1,250 individuals. The other thing which I love about it is, you know, it's the drive-through model. Like, you don't have to park or worry about getting into a big thing. This is at the TCO Performance Center. The Vikings have been so generous with providing their own staff and their facility just to make it as smooth as possible. So the families will be able to pick up a meal. They'll be able to say hello to some of the Vikings players, some of their legends. I think the score line is going to be there, some of the cheerleaders, and just to kind of, you know, set the right tone for the holiday season.
And I was there last year, and folks were so grateful. Talk to me about the reception that you get from families doing this for, you know, 5-6 years. It means so much to people to know that one of our largest companies in town cares enough to pack up 1,250 Thanksgiving meals to hand out to folks who are less fortunate, whether they're your customers or not, whether they subscribe or not. It doesn't matter. You are doing this for the least of these.
Agree. I mean, these are all of our friends and neighbors. You know, you and me and all of us in Minnesota are all together. So when I think about the years past and that I had an opportunity to participate, I just love to see the smiles. And even when, and this year it's not going to be, but even when it's a cold and snowy day like it was last year, those smiles, they show through. It doesn't matter what the temperature is or if there's snow falling, like, you see a lot of joy. And I think it's because, you know, it's not just the meal, it's a show of support, it's the love, it's everybody coming together, just doing what's right for each other.
Okay, and you talk about everybody coming together. I saw so many United Healthcare employees buying in, you know, and being there. And it didn't feel like it was mandatory. They were just so happy to open those doors and put those meals in. And they greeted everybody with a smile. And I'm just tell you, I'm not the best employee, okay? I have a file over here at WCCO Radio, Brett. And it's not filled with good things, okay? There's some paperwork. People have signed. They have complained. So I have not always shown up with a smile. But I was so encouraged to see all of these employees from United Healthcare. They were just as happy to be there as the people who were receiving the food.
You know what's super cool, Shalala? So we, it's just total volunteer, and we just ask employees if they want to go. And with this event in particular, you know, we post on our website, and within minutes, you know, we can have 70 people that can be a part of this, just to, you know, make sure that, you know, everyone's got something to do. And it's within minutes, so those 70 slots are filled. So again, this year, you know, we'll have 70 of my colleagues, my coworkers, that'll be there packing up the meals and then helping put in the cars. But here's the other thing is, this isn't the only thing we do each year. You know, we have hospital employees that always want to give back. So we're hosting these events in Minnesota and around the country. I mean, it feels like every day. I don't know over there, but it feels like every day. You know, just another one, which I had a chance to partake in about a month ago. We were at Dunning Park in St. Paul building a playground. Again, something that we did with the community, with the Rondo neighborhood, and they kind of said, this is what we want. We work with an organization called Kaboom, mm-hmm. and we were able to build a brand-new playground in Dunning Park. And, again, it was, you know, hundreds of our of my colleagues. They just stepped up and wanted to do it. And that was another, you know, that one wasn't just a day. That took a couple days. But, you know, every day they showed up, even on the last day. I was there that day. It was one of those cold, rainy October days where it got an inch of rain. They all still came, and they built the playground that day, too.
Now, talk to me about that culture where everybody is bought in. Everybody wants to be a part of it, you know, because they're not getting paid to be caring individuals. They're getting paid to do a job, and they want to be there. Like you said, they're signing up within minutes of, you know, the request going out. And look, I know you don't want to take credit for this, but it really starts at the top. They got to know you care in order to care.
And I'm very blessed that my UnitedHealthcare colleagues, that's just part of their DNA. They are caring people that, you know, don't just want to do good for their families, but they want to do good for the community. They want to do good for everyone. And, you know, that's the people who choose to work at UnitedHealthcare. And it's one of the reasons why I've chose to work there and have stayed there for almost 20 years.
That's a long time.
I've actually worked in healthcare longer than I've known my wife, by 2 days.
Wow, wow. And it's so funny because I just sent your wife a note the other day and let her know, hey, don't forget to listen. Your husband's going to be on the show, because she says you always have a good time and laugh really hard when you're hanging out with me.
That's true. It's one of the favorite things I get to do. It's one of the best parts about my job, giving back and talking to Shaletta, Shaletta Show. What more could you ask for in a job?
Put that in your job description. You need to put that in there. If you can't talk to me, tell them you quit. I don't want to come back anymore. Unless I can talk to Shaletta once a quarter, it's over. It's a wrap.
We'll make it happen.
All right. Well, I just want to say, because I may or may not talk to you before the Thanksgiving holiday, how grateful we are in the Twin Cities. I personally know some of these families who will be getting these Thanksgiving boxes, which is why I was there, because I'm nosy and I want to see what's going on. And they were so grateful, and they sent me pictures of the turkeys that they cooked and, you know, the meal that they prepare for their families. And I don't know, because, you know, you're putting it in the car and they're driving off. But I get it on the back end. Right. I get the pictures of the family sitting down to eat. I get the video of, you know, this family who would not have had a Thanksgiving had it not been for UnitedHealthcare. So I see the impact of it. And I don't want that to be lost on you, that these people are driving away, but they're driving back to their houses. And that meal is not just one day. It's 3 or 4 days. Right. And it means something to these people to know that you all care.
Well, it's our honor, it's our privilege to be headquartered right here in Minnesota. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
One of the most beautiful things that I experienced last year, I went out to the Vikings corporate office as hundreds of families and community organizations lined up in their cars on a really cold day. And I was with my friend Mike Max, and they got Thanksgiving baskets. And I'm not just talking about turkeys. There was cranberry dressing, mashed potatoes, veggies, stuffing, and a dessert. And the meals were distributed through a drive-thru model at the Twin Cities Orthopedics Center guest parking lot. And I was just amazed because the Caribou coffee food truck was there, and the volunteers were there, and everybody was so happy. And everybody was so grateful. And it was freezing outside, and nobody complained. The Vikings cheerleaders were there. The mascot was there. Justin Jefferson was there. It was beautiful. And you know me, I'm nosy. So I'm like, who is in charge of this? Who's putting this on? What's all this about? And so Mike Max pointed me in the direction of Brett Adelson. And I was like, I know Brett. What are you talking about? I know him. You don't have to tell. What is he doing here? He was like, no, this is United Healthcare. They do this for the Vikings, with the Vikings and for the community. And so I said, you know, I got to get Brett on the show. Is this something they do every year? Is this something that they're doing this year? Because if so, I need to say thank you on behalf of the community. Anytime somebody blesses my people, I just have to take a moment and stop and say how much I appreciate you. And so Brett is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Brett, you are just amazing. Thank you so much for doing this. This is what, like the sixth year?
It is. Well, Shalala, first, thank you for an opportunity. I always enjoy any time that I get to talk with you. And you're right. I think it's the fifth or the sixth year. And I was, as you were talking through last year, I was thinking back to that. And you were there, and you were helping out as well. Like, you are as much a part of this as anybody. So thank you for being a part of it and also making this happen.
Well, you know, this is the thing that bless me so much is that, you know, we've got a lot of corporations in town, a lot of big time companies, Fortune 500 companies. And, you know, the one thing that I love about United Healthcare is that you all are intentional about making sure the people who live in Minnesota feel your footprint. And that is the case with this event.
Agreed. Well, and it goes back to something you're talking about. Everyone should have a Thanksgiving meal. Everyone. And one small way that we can help out is this program. So this year we're going to distribute, and as you talk, not just a turkey, it's a whole meal to about 1,250 individuals. The other thing which I love about it is, you know, it's the drive-through model. Like, you don't have to park or worry about getting into a big thing. This is at the TCO Performance Center. The Vikings have been so generous with providing their own staff and their facility just to make it as smooth as possible. So the families will be able to pick up a meal. They'll be able to say hello to some of the Vikings players, some of their legends. I think the score line is going to be there, some of the cheerleaders, and just to kind of, you know, set the right tone for the holiday season.
And I was there last year, and folks were so grateful. Talk to me about the reception that you get from families doing this for, you know, 5-6 years. It means so much to people to know that one of our largest companies in town cares enough to pack up 1,250 Thanksgiving meals to hand out to folks who are less fortunate, whether they're your customers or not, whether they subscribe or not. It doesn't matter. You are doing this for the least of these.
Agree. I mean, these are all of our friends and neighbors. You know, you and me and all of us in Minnesota are all together. So when I think about the years past and that I had an opportunity to participate, I just love to see the smiles. And even when, and this year it's not going to be, but even when it's a cold and snowy day like it was last year, those smiles, they show through. It doesn't matter what the temperature is or if there's snow falling, like you see a lot of joy. And I think it's because, you know, it's not just the meal, it's a show of support, it's the love, it's everybody coming together, just doing what's right for each other.
Okay, and you talk about everybody coming together. I saw so many United Healthcare employees buying in, you know, and being there. And it didn't feel like it was mandatory. They were just so happy to open those doors and put those meals in. And they greeted everybody with a smile. And I'm just tell you, I'm not the best employee. Okay, I have a file over here at WCCO Radio, Brett. And it's not filled with good things. Okay, there's some paperwork. People have signed. They have complained. So I've not always shown up with a smile. But I was so encouraged to see all of these employees from United Healthcare. They were just, I just have to say, they were just as happy to be there as the people who were receiving the food.
You know what's super cool, Shalita? So we, it's just total volunteer, and we just ask employees if they want to go. And with this event in particular, you know, we post on our website, and within minutes, you know, we can have 70 people that can be a part of this, just to, you know, make sure that, you know, everyone's got something to do. And it's within minutes, so those 70 slots are filled. So again, this year, you know, we'll have 70 of my colleagues, my coworkers, that'll be there packing up the meals and then helping put in the cars. But here's the other thing is, this isn't the only thing we do each year. You know, we have hospital employees that always want to give back. So we're hosting these events in Minnesota and around the country. I mean, it feels like every day. I don't know over there, but it feels like every day. You know, just another one which I had a chance to partake in. About a month ago, we were at Dunning Park in St. Paul building a playground. Again, something that we did with the community, with the Rondo neighborhood, and they kind of said, this is what we want. We work with an organization called Kaboom, and we were able to build a brand-new playground in Dunning Park. And again, it was, you know, hundreds of our of my colleagues. They just stepped up and wanted to do it. And that was another, you know, that one wasn't wasn't just a day. That took a couple days. But, you know, every day they showed up, even on the last day. I was there that day. It was one of those cold, rainy October days where it got an inch of rain. They all still came, and they built the playground that day, too.
Now, talk to me about that culture where everybody is bought in. Everybody wants to be a part of it, you know, because they're not getting paid to be caring individuals. They're getting paid to do a job. And they want to be there. Like you said, they're signing up within minutes of, you know, the requests going out. And look, I know you don't want to take credit for this, but it really starts at the top. They got to know you care in order to care.
Yeah, well, and I'm very blessed that my United Healthcare colleagues, that's just part of their DNA. They are caring people that, you know, don't just want to do good for their families, but they want to do good for the community. They want to do good for everyone. And, you know, that's the people who choose to work at United Healthcare, and it's one of the reasons why I've chose to work there and have stayed there for almost 20 years.
That's a long time.
I've actually worked in healthcare longer than I've known my wife. By 2 days.
Wow. And it's so funny because I just sent your wife a note the other day and let her know, hey, don't forget to listen. Your husband's going to be on the show, because she says you always have a good time and laugh really hard when you're hanging out with me.
That's true. It's one of the favorite things I get to do. It's one of the best parts about my job, giving back and talking to Shaletta Show. What more could you ask for in a job?
Put that in your job description. You need to put that in there. If you can't talk to me, tell them you quit. I don't want to come back anymore. Unless I can talk to Shaletta once a quarter, it's over. It's a wrap.
We'll make it happen.
All right. Well, I just want to say, because I may or may not talk to you before the Thanksgiving holiday, how grateful we are in the Twin Cities. I personally know some of these families who will be getting these Thanksgiving boxes, which is why I was there, because I'm nosy and I want to see what's going on. And they were so grateful. And they sent me pictures of the turkeys that they cooked and, you know, the meal that they prepare for their families. And I don't know, because, you know, you're putting it in the car and they're driving off. But I get it on the back end. Right. I get the pictures of the family sitting down to eat. I get the video of, you know, this family who would not have had a Thanksgiving had it not been for United Healthcare. So I see the impact of it. And I don't want that to be lost on you, that these people are driving away, but they're driving back to their houses. And that meal is not just one day. It's 3 or 4 days. Right. And it means something to these people to know that you all care.
Well, it's our honor and it's our privilege to be headquartered right here in Minnesota and to be able to do great things for our incredible community.
Well, I thank you for being on the show. Tell all the friends back there at United Healthcare, Beth and everybody, we say hello and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, to Andrew, Brandon, Cameron, Daniel. You all have just a wonderful holiday, and I look forward to talking to you and hopefully seeing you very soon.
All right, and you all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 12:49. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, I'm not one of those people who doesn't use my privilege. I use my privilege when I can't get into something, okay? Now, there is a gala tonight, a bash. It's 6 o'clock. Sold out. And during the commercial break, I tried to get Britt Edelson, the CEO of United Healthcare, to get me tickets. And he said, Shaletta, I'm going to do what I can. I can't make any promises. But of course, you know, it's sold out. I said, I know, but I want to be in the room when they celebrate 25 years of the Jeremiah Project. And if you haven't heard about the Jeremiah Project, let me just tell you, they are doing amazing things for women and children in our community. The opportunities that they give, the experience that they provide, getting families out of poverty, right? And giving them an opportunity 2 generations at a time to invest in themselves, support their children. They use a holistic approach to help single mothers. I said, man, I gotta be in that room because I want to find out how I can help. I want to shake somebody's hand and say thank you. And then I said, you know what? In case I can't get in the room, just give me their phone number. I'm going to have them on the radio and I'm talking to them now. That's right. We are talking to Carla Benson Rudden of the Jeremiah Project. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And girlfriend, let me just tell you, 25 years of doing this work, you have made yes. such an impact on our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Shaletta. It's so good to be here with you this afternoon. Thanks for having us on.
Now, all the way back to 1993, the Jeremiah Project is here in the Twin Cities, but you've got campuses in 9 other cities nationwide.
Yep.
For folks who have never heard
yep.
of the organization, who don't have one of the tickets to the sold out, folks are begging people to buy tickets to that gala, and you've been sold out for weeks because of the work you do.
Yeah.
Talk to us about some of that work.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. You know, the Jeremiah program, we're a college persistence and workforce development program and an economic mobility program, and started right here in Minneapolis in 1998. And now, like you said, yeah, we're in 9 different locations. We're in St. Paul, Austin, Texas, Fargo, Rochester, Boston, Brooklyn, Las Vegas, and Baltimore as well. And we provide Jeremiah program moms who are single moms with support for getting their college degrees. We offer family coaching, empowerment and leadership training, career navigation, mentoring. 4 or 5 of our locations have affordable housing attached to them, so we provide access to housing. We also provide access to high-quality early childhood education on 5 of our campuses, and really just a supportive community of staff and the other moms who create a sisterhood of women who are really working hard, going to school and getting their education for a career that'll really move them out of generational poverty and into generational wealth building.
And what I love so much about the model of the Jeremiah Project, it is not a handout. Right. It's a hand up. It's a leg up. Let me get you help you get this education so that not only you can live better, but your kids can see the possibility of opportunity.
Yep. Yeah, we definitely. And we, you know, we use this two generation approach at Jeremiah Program because we know that when we can remove some barriers for moms to get that degree and then the kids see them, you know, as well getting their degree, it becomes sort of like, this is what we do. Right. This is what we do. We get our education. We do believe that education is a strong lever toward economic mobility. And so, yeah, the work that we do is really about removing those barriers for moms, because we know that, you know, generational poverty is not just rooted in economics, but it really is rooted in, it's a social justice issue. Right. There's centuries of systemic inequities in education and housing, the workforce, our criminal justice system, and that is what really leads to generational poverty. It's not rooted in a person or just in economics. So for Jeremiah Program, we really want to shift this narrative of single moms, of being, you know, we know that single moms are like brilliant people, right? There's nothing wrong with
baby
moms.
Okay, so, some of the smartest, most hardworking people, and you
know I
tell people all the time, and the reason that I identify with this is, you know, my aunts, a lot of my friends are single mothers, and they're some of the hardworking, most multitasking, get it done, no complaints women that I've ever seen. You talk about making a dollar out of 15 cents or adding an extra hour in the day to get it done. But, you know, I look at the frustration for them, and it comes from a lack of opportunity. Not that they don't have enough money, not that they don't have enough time in a day, but they don't have the opportunities, you know, to go to college, to get an education. And so, you know, you look at them, you say, well, they have a record. Yeah, they had to steal the groceries to feed their kids. They had to steal the shoes to put them on their children's feet, because nobody told them you can get a degree. You can make this money. You can do better. And so that's why I love the work that the Jeremiah Project is doing so much. Now, the event tonight is sold out. I'm going to try to get me a ticket, girl. I promise. If I gotta put Brett Edelson in the back seat of my van that has child safety locks on them and take his ticket, you know, whatever I got to do. But for those people who are hearing about the Jeremiah Project for the first time, have been raised by a single mother, are a single mother, but they're doing well now. They're in corporate America at General Mills or Best Buy somewhere. And they want to make a donation, or they want to help. How can they be a part of this?
Absolutely. You know, people can be a part of it in lots of different ways. You know, the reason our gala is sold out, we have so many supporters and volunteers and corporations and organizations that we partner with on so many levels. And so we have partners and volunteers who provide mental health services to our families, the financial empowerment services for our families. Folks come and make dinners for our families or provide opportunities for internship opportunities as well. So, you know, our goal really is for moms in the Twin Cities to really be seen as Jeremiah Program moms, to be like, this is who you want to employ. As you were saying, Jeremiah Program moms, the single moms in the program, are brilliant. They're talented. They just need the opportunity and the access and the social capital and the understanding of these systems that weren't built for them, right? And so these are some of the ways that folks can interact. And, of course, you can donate at any time at jeremiahprogram.org and donate. But we are all about time, talent, and treasure. And so however you want to connect, please connect with us, jeremiahprogram.org online.
Well, the time, the talent, the program are all amazing.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much for the work you do, and thank you for being
you
on
bet.
This show. I know you got to get your gala ready tonight, and we got to get ready for two more hours of the Shaletta Show. Y'all stick around. It is 12:49. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, I'm not one of those people who doesn't use my privilege. use my privilege when I can't get into something. Okay. Now there is a gala tonight, a bash. It's 6 o'clock, sold out. And during the commercial break, I tried to get Britt Edelson, the CEO of United Healthcare, to get me tickets. And he said, Shaletta, I'm going to do what I can. I can't make any promises. But of course, you know, it's sold out. I said, I know, but I want to be in the room when they celebrate 25 years of the Jeremiah Project. And if you haven't heard about the Jeremiah Project, let me just tell you, they are doing amazing things for women and children in our community. The opportunities that they give, the experience that they provide, getting families out of poverty, right? And giving them an opportunity two generations at a time to invest in themselves, support their children. They use a holistic approach to help single mothers. I said, man, I gotta be in that room because I want to find out how I can help. I want to shake somebody's hand and say thank you. And then I say, you know what? In case I can't get in the room, just give me their phone number. I'm going to have them on the radio, and I'm talking to them now. That's right. We are talking to Carla Benson Rudden of the Jeremiah Project. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And, girlfriend, let me just tell you, 25 years of doing this work, you have made yes. such an impact on our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Shaletta. It's so good to be here with you this afternoon. Thanks for having us on.
Now, all the way back to 1993, the Jeremiah Project is here in the Twin Cities, but you've got campuses in 9 other cities nationwide.
Yep.
For folks who have never heard
yep.
of the organization, who don't have one of the tickets to the sold out, folks are begging people to buy tickets to that gala, and you've been sold out for weeks because of the work you do.
Yeah.
Talk to us about some of that work.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. You know, the Jeremiah program, we're a college persistence and workforce development program and an economic mobility program, and started right here in Minneapolis in 1998. And now, like you said, yeah, we're in 9 different locations. We're in St. Paul, Austin, Texas, Fargo, Rochester, Boston, Brooklyn, Las Vegas, and Baltimore as well. And we provide Jeremiah program moms who are single moms with support for getting their college degrees. We offer family coaching, empowerment and leadership training, career navigation, mentoring. 4 or 5 of our locations have affordable housing attached to them, so we provide access to housing. We also provide access to high-quality early childhood education on 5 of our campuses, and really just a supportive community of staff and the other moms who create a sisterhood of women who are really working hard, going to school and getting their education for a career that will really move them out of generational poverty and into generational wealth building.
And what I love so much about the model of the Jeremiah Project, it is not a handout. Right. It's a hand up. It's
right.
a leg up. Let me get you help you get this education so that not only you can live
yep.
better, but your kids
yep.
can see the possibility
yep.
Of opportunity.
Yep. Yeah, we definitely. And we, you know, we use this 2-generation approach at Jeremiah program because we know that when we can remove some barriers for moms to get that degree and then the kids see them, you know, as well getting their degree, it becomes sort of like, this is what we do. Right. This is what we do. We get our education. We do believe that education is a strong lever toward economic mobility. And so, yeah, the work that we do is really about removing those barriers for moms, because we know that, you know, generational poverty is not just rooted in economics, but it really is rooted in, it's a social justice issue. Right. There's centuries of systemic inequities in education and housing, the workforce, our criminal justice system, and that is what really leads to generational poverty. It's not rooted in a person or just in economics. So for Jeremiah program, we really want to shift this narrative of single moms of being, you know, we know that single moms are like brilliant people, right? There's nothing wrong.
Baby, okay, so, some of the smartest, most hardworking people. And, you
absolutely.
Know, I tell people all the time, and the reason that I identify with this is, you know, my aunts, a lot of my friends are single mothers, and they're some of the hardworking, most multitasking, get it done, no complaints women that I've ever seen. You talk about making a dollar out of 15 cents or adding an extra hour in the day. To get it done.
Yep.
But, you know, I look at the frustration for them, and it comes from a lack of opportunity. Not that they don't have enough money, not that they don't have enough time in a day, but they don't have the opportunities, you know, to go to college, to get an education. And so, you know, you look at them, you say, well, they have a record. Yeah, they had to steal the groceries to feed their kids. They had to steal the shoes to put them on their children's feet because nobody told them you can get a degree. You can make this money. You can do better.
Yep.
And so that's why I love the work that the Jeremiah Project is doing so much. Now, the event tonight is sold out. I'm going to try to get me a ticket, girl. I promise. If I gotta put Brett Edelson in the back seat of my van that has child safety locks on them and take his ticket, you know, whatever I got to do. But for those people who are hearing about the Jeremiah Project for the first time, have been raised by a single mother, are a single mother, but they're doing well now. They're in corporate America at General Mills or Best Buy somewhere. And they want to make a donation or they want to help. How can they be a part of this?
Absolutely. You know, people can be a part of it in lots of different ways. You know, the reason our gala is sold out, we have so many supporters and volunteers and corporations and organizations that we partner with on so many levels. And so we have partners and volunteers who provide mental health services to our families, so financial empowerment services for our families. Folks come and make dinners for our families or provide opportunities for internship opportunities as well. So, you know, our goal really is for moms in the Twin Cities to really be seen as Jeremiah Program moms, to be like, this is who you want to employ. As you were saying, Jeremiah Program moms, the single moms in the program are brilliant. They're talented. They just need the opportunity and the access and the social capital and the understanding of these systems that weren't built for them, right? And so these are some of the ways that folks can interact. And, of course, you can donate at any time at jeremiahprogram.org and donate. But we are all about time, talent, and treasure. And so however you want to connect, please connect with us, jeremiahprogram.org online.
Well, the time, the talent, the program are all amazing.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much for the work you do, and thank you for being
you
on
bet.
This show. I know you got to get your gala ready tonight, and we got to get ready for two more hours of the Shaletta Show. Y'all stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.